I have awoken from my sleep. I come to you, dear God. Asking that the Holy Spirit enter into my life on this morning. That he take my life into his hands. That he might lift it unto the heavens. And that everything that happens to me on this day might glorify his name and his presence in this world. Dear God, please enter here. Take from me this day. I call to mind the people with whom I will come into contact today. Those who I am likely to meet, as well as those whom I do not yet know of. I call to mind my family members, my children, my parents, my siblings, I call to mind my friends, for all of these, dear God, I thank you. I surrender them now into the hands of God and His Holy Spirit. May they all be blessed. And on this day, dear God, may I somehow be a blessing unto them. May my interactions with them be blessed and used by God's Spirit for God's purposes only. Dear God, may love fill these relationships and bless the circumstances in which we find ourselves. That now unto forever, the lessons we learn here might be the lessons of love and not the lessons of fear. I call to mind my work life. I call to mind my employers. I call to mind my employees. I call to mind anyone that I might participate with on this day in any work-related matters. Whoever they are, I bless them and I surrender them into the hands of God. I take this moment to think of them . I allow a golden ball of light to fill my chest, extending outward, encompassing all my friends, all my co-workers, may they all be enveloped in this glaze of illumination. I call to mind those who I think of as mean or mean-spirited. Those who have hurt my feelings in some way or caused me anger, they too I bless. I ask you, dear God, to help me to extend my perception beyond what the physical senses have revealed to me. Let me not limit my perceptions. To what my senses perceive. Let me extend my knowingness. To what my heart knows to be true. Through your wisdom and the knowledge you have placed within me. I surrender to you, dear God, my difficult relationships and my easy relationships. May there be miracles in both. May God's Holy Spirit enter me more deeply and profoundly on this day than ever before. On this day, may I outgrow the limitations of my past help me, God. Help me realize. Help me see and experience that everything which comes into my life this day is sent by you to be used by you. May I perceive the innocence in myself and others and live from that all things might unfold according to your mercy. May I see the light in others . Remind me, dear God, to salute the light in others. On this day, dear God, may the world come a little closer to heaven. And may I be your instrument through which this transformation from darkness to light unfolds upon the earth. Dear God, I join with millions of other souls who I know throughout the world this morning do as I do. We pray for your help. And surrender to you the earth. Where there is war, dear God, may there now be peace. Where people are hungry, dear God, on this day, may they be fed. In every area of the world, dear God, in my country and in every other, where there is disharmony and conflict, take my prayers and use my life. Use my hands, dear God, and use my feet, and use my thoughts and use my feelings. Use my energies in any way possible. Give me the opportunity, dear God, and show me how to use the opportunity in your unfolding plan for the salvation of the human race. If I read the newspapers today, dear God, or watch the news on television, I know that I will hear about all the terrible things happening around the world. Dear God, remind me always of the wonderful things which happen. Help me that I might reign victorious in the conditions of my life and the conditions of the planet through your spirit which is within me. Help me this day, dear God, to forgive myself. As in this moment, I now surrender to you my past. I give up all that I did, all that I was, all that I have done to other people. I know, dear God, that as I surrender to you my past, you take from it everything but its blessing. Everything but its holy truth. And so, dear God, please take my past and take my present and my future as well. On this day, may I be made new. Where I was weak, may I now be strong. Where I was harsh or defensive or judgmental, dear God, I open myself to you. Take these things from me. Send your most holy spirit into my mind, into my heart, into my personality, into my home, into my workplace, into my cells, into every aspect of my body and being. Dear God, please make me light. Dear God, cast out all darkness, that I might be released from their effects on this day and forevermore. Thank you, God, for this new and glorious day. May it be more light-filled than any days of my life have been so far. May it be more of a reflection of your glory, your will, and your wisdom than any day of my life has ever been. Thank you, God, for the trees. Thank you, God, for the flowers. Thank you for the sky. Thank you for the sun. And thank you for the rain. Thank you for the earth. Thank you, dear God, for my life. Thank you for those who are living, and thank you for those who have died. I love them all. I love them all. Dear God, now at this critical juncture in world history, the earth cries out for renewal, and so do we. Dear God, I sign up for the army of light. May I be used. May I, dear God, be a minister of God as of this day. May the emanations of my mind and heart and body be channels for the expression of your divine will. In America and in Europe, in Africa and in Asia, in Australia, from the north to the south, to the east to the west, may all peoples, dear God, on this day feel rapture in their hearts. May those who have been imprisoned be set free. May those who have been in bondage now find release. May hatred in every heart be replaced by love. May sickness in every body be replaced by health. May abundance and manifestation of divine glory and prosperity come unto every life. May humanity be set free. Dear God, I pray that my life matter today, that it be used somehow. Everywhere I go, dear God, may a light travel with me. Everywhere I go, dear God, may I feel an angel to my right, and may I feel an angel to my left. May I perceive there is an angel indeed who walks before me, and there is an angel behind me. May there be angels above me, and may there be angels below. Dear God, send those same angels to be around my children. Send those same angels to be around my friends. And my countrymen, and all people of this world. And may the angels make straight our paths. May the angels bring sacred beauty and holy quality into all our comings and all our goings. Please bless mankind on this day. May I feel that blessing too. Dear God, on this day, please remove the scales from before my eyes. May I see only the beauty and the innocence in all people. May this remove from me all illusion and faithlessness. May I see as you would have me see. May I hear as you would have me hear. May I think as you would have me think and forgive as you would have me forgive. Thus, dear God, may I gain stature, true depth and wisdom and courage and insight, that I might be as you would have me be. May I no longer be bound by the limitations of my former self. Release me, Father, Mother, God, from my mistakes and my transgressions. Forgive me and help me to forgive myself. Help me to remember, dear God, that the universe begins again. In any moment when I am ready, and dear God, I am so ready. Help me to remember that nothing can be lost except in time, and time does not exist. Help me to be patient with myself and others. Help me to be patient with life. Remind me, dear God, that your creative perfection and brilliance and glory is within me and in all others. Release me from the places in my own consciousness which suppress the creative spirit within myself. Where I am too scared to shine, dear God, please show me the magnificence in myself and others. In every blade of grass, in every sunrise and sunset, calling me to be my deepest, my highest, my most noble, most perfect self. Help me to remember that this is within me, dear God, for you have placed it there. May this universal light rise up within me. May it surround me and surround all others as we become who you would have us be and live as you would have us live and repair the world. May the miracle of transformation occur within me, that it might occur within the world. May the Holy Spirit guide every thought I think and every action I take. Guide me. Direct me. Protect me. Sustain me. Glorious Father, Mother, God, how good you are. How good you are. Take this day. Make us new. Thank you, God. Amen. Yeah.